11 minutes in front of 3 o'clock here on 720 WGN. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. Hey, you know, it's a big week for us here at WGN. We are marking our 100th anniversary. It's coming up on Thursday. WGN turns 100 on Thursday, May 19th. And I know you've probably heard us talk about this television show that's going to be on Channel 9 on that night, May 19th at 7 o'clock. I got to tell you, I mean, okay, yeah, I was involved. They asked me to ask questions of many of the people who are featured on the show. So I really had nothing to do with putting it together or anything like that. I was the suit in the chair.
You were the interviewer.
I was the interviewer, yes. Right. So when my next sentence has nothing to do with the fact that I'm in it. It's a really good show. I mean, it's a very... I had a chance to watch it over the weekend, and I just strongly recommend you. It's fun. There's a lot with Bill Murdoch, our goofy engineer.
I just watched it this morning.
Out at the transmitter.
Well, the best part is you and your attire and a
my
certain
attire.
Shot.
Yeah.
What you had on.
I have no recollection of that.
Like
that was
Kathy and Judy.
That a Kathy and Judy click. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Well, you probably just thought it was your regular thing to wear, your little short shorts.
Well, let's move on. It brought me to tears, though, the Bob Collins segment. I was there. I was there at that moment. And it still brought a tear to my eye when I saw it again.
It's unbelievable. Just the history and just learning. It's stuff that I did not know or realize
right. Or,
you know, it was way in the 20s and the 30s. So
check it out.
Awesome.
Thursday night at 7 o'clock on WGN TV Channel 9. Okay, let's talk about this case in Tennessee. There was a nurse for, I think it was at Vanderbilt. She gave a patient the wrong medication. She was convicted in March of criminally negligent homicide and gross neglect of an impaired adult. Well, she was sentenced on Friday, and she's not going to prison after all. One of the advocates for nurses in this country is Erica, the nurse. She talks to Lisa quite often, and she joins us now. Nurse Erica, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So 3 years supervised probation, I think, was the sentence for LaDonda. Is that correct?
Correct. And with also eligibility for what's known as diversion, which means that upon successful completion, she can have her records expunged.
And so what did you make of that sentence?
You know, it was the best possible outcome for that day. Of course, the goal was to avoid any prison time, which she successfully did, so that's a win. However, none of that negates the fact that we are now still living in a world where nurses are criminally prosecuted and convicted felons.
Well, but what's the alternative? And I mean this, I'm asking you this sincerely. She did something that resulted in the death of a person. She admitted it. She didn't do it on purpose, but she did. And so should there be no criminal liability for that?
No, there absolutely should not. This is why we have an entire civil litigation malpractice avenue. That's why that exists. These type of medical errors, believe it or not to be scaring anyone, but they happen on a daily basis, not just by nurses, but by all manner of healthcare professionals. And we don't typically criminally prosecute them. Now, the end result of this is nurses moving forward, knowing they can be sent to prison, will not report errors, which means that patients will not maybe get the treatment right away that they should get because no one will know of the error, or there won't be things put into place to prevent reoccurrence in the future.
I'm trying to, I'm sorry, go ahead, nurse.
It's just a very slippery slope, and it creates such a dangerous precedent for the public, not just for nurses.
Okay, I got two tracks for you. I want to get back to what should have happened, but I'm trying to think of an alternative, and I'm kind of blank, I think. So if a police officer makes a mistake on the job, well, that just happened in Minnesota, right? A police officer thought she was tasing a suspect. She shot and killed him. She was found criminally liable for that. Couldn't that be a parallel for what would happen in a hospital room?
No, it's two completely separate
fields. Explain for me why. Tell me why.
I cannot speak for law enforcement. That is not my area of expertise whatsoever. But within the medical world, it's ingrained in us to believe in something known as just culture, which means that you can and should report any wrongdoings or near misses without any fear of retaliation. Because we know all the studies, all the research shows that if you do not have a just culture, patients suffer and you have bad outcomes.
So the idea is if the nurses and doctors don't know that they're going to get a free pass, and I don't mean it, that's not a judgmental phrase, but if they don't know they're going to get a free pass on reporting mistakes, they're not likely to report them and things will end up worse.
Well, why would you report it now? And for that matter, why would you go into nursing now?
Well, I would report it because it would be the right thing to do, and I have great, I honor my doctors and nurses. I think they would do that.
You think so, but we now live in a world where you don't just lose your job. You don't just lose your nursing license, which, by the way, year after year is always voted the most challenging baccalaureate-level degree that there is. You don't just get all of that. You are now prosecuted. You are now a convicted felon, and you are now facing the possibility of going to prison.
We're talking to the nurse, Erica. She's an advocate for RNs and such. And so, okay, so let's agree then that she shouldn't have been criminally prosecuted. She did make a mistake. Let's throw her out of it. Let's make it a hypothetical. A nurse in Wyoming makes a mistake, results in the death of a patient. What should be the result? What should be the punishment for that?
There are times where it's appropriate to strip them of their nursing license. There are other times when it's appropriate to provide a certain amount of education if they are what is considered rehabable, you know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it depends on the individual situation and the individual nurse. And now in this situation, Vanderbilt also played a huge part, and they escaped virtually all liability in this.
They played a huge part in that she was overworked?
No, not specifically. There were numerous systems errors. So all of the fail-safes, the safety things that are in place to prevent this very thing from happening, were not in place that day. And Vanderbilt was well aware of it. And these were things that were completely beyond the nurse's control.
All right, so as an advocate for nurses, what do you do with last week's sentence, March's conviction? How do you move forward with this? What sorts of things are on your agenda?
So we have started a Facebook group. It was originally named Nurses March for Redonda Vaught. We have now changed it since the sentencing to Nurses March for Redonda's Law. And we are working with legislators to put into place legislation to prevent the criminal prosecution of nurses state by state, starting with Tennessee.
The Nurse Erica, how do people follow you, Nurse?
I am on virtually all social medias, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, as The Nurse Erica, Erica with a C.
The Nurse Erica, Erica with a C. I enjoyed our conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WG, and we're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And then so my wife and I went out for dinner on Saturday, and I think we got ripped off. Have you been I'll tell you a story about wine and what we paid for a glass of wine coming up after a check of the news. The news coming up from the Northwestern Medicine right after this.